So our phones are all the way down. If you would like to contact the broadcast, it's texting option 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com will be the way to communicate today. The feedback we're getting, the consensus of our listeners, they hate beats as well, Rosie.
My grandpa could eat them right out of the ground.
Oh, yeah, no, not me.
You might as well just lick the dirt.
I just never, ever, I don't know, it's something about the aroma, something about the aftertaste. I mean, it fires my gag reflex.
Oh, I can tell.
Smelling them.
Yeah. All right.
But I will agree that okra by itself is a little hard to handle. I need mine pickled, fried, or in a gumbo.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, gumbo's great.
Yeah. I don't mind it in those applications, but raw off the plant doesn't do a whole lot for me.
Now,
you had mentioned you had kind of grown a passion for teaching people. Mm-hmm. You live this yourself, but you also teach that.
Yeah.
And one of the ways you do that is your podcast.
Yeah, and Urban Farm Podcast.
How is that urbanfarm.org.com? Where do I find those?
Urbanfarm.org.
Okay.
You can also go to urbanfarmpodcast.org.
Okay.
I was fancy and did that as well. And it's a three-day-a-week podcast. We go out Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And, I'm just interviewing people all over the world that are doing cool urban agriculture, urban farming, gardening things.
Give me an example. What's the latest one that you said, oh, man, I should do that? Or I wish I could do that.
Interesting story. I'll make it quick. I was at a conference in August, and this whole notion of plant-based diet or vegan diet had never made sense to me. It's like, why would I do that? So I was having a conversation with a doctor, a medical doctor, who had recently, 5 years ago, had gone vegan or done a plant-based diet. And he gave me the physiology behind it. So I actually interviewed him this week for our podcast, and at this point, I'm on a 78-day experiment. I'm vegan right now to see how it's going to affect my health.
Are you into it 78 days?
Yes.
You're committed to 78
no,
days?
No, no, no. I'm into it for 78 days.
Okay, so you're into it for 78 days.
Yeah. So we'll see where it goes. It's been easy. And mostly, so I contracted Lyme disease in the not-so-recent past. And Lyme is really hard on your body. And so I'm trying an experiment. I'm a scientist at heart. And so I'm just trying an experiment to see, what kind of impact it's going to make. We'll see.
Does that even exclude shrimp?
It does.
Oh, and crawfish?
And crawfish.
Oh, I couldn't go there.
I know. Well it's impressive. Not forever. It's just for now.
Okay, we'll have to get you back on to get an update for that.
All right, cool.
He would have been very interested with the interview we conducted yesterday.
Yeah?
We conducted an interview
I missed it.
With a woman named Ashley, who has graduated with a sociology degree, but she's now at the University of Washington doing a sustainable living degree.
Yeah?
And she's actually circled the globe.
Uh-huh.
Looking for the most fertile soil in the most economically and politically stable country on the globe.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And she and her husband have bought a farm in Uruguay.
Wow. Really?
And she is picking the family up out of south side of Chicago
and moving
December 1st to Uruguay.
Wow.
And to hear her talk about all the process she went through to make this decision. We're going to be airing the interview, but with your background, I should have thought to include you in that interview because you could have taken the conversation so much deeper than I did.
Yeah.
But wow, I mean, a young girl,
just
out of college, two young kids, she and her husband just focused. Where is the one place I want to raise kids that's politically safe, economically stable, and most fertile soil on the planet?
You wouldn't think a neighboring country to Brazil would be the answer to that.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Her point is that it's such a small question, such a small country, it's off everyone's radar.
Yeah.
No one's looking to take over Uruguay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You know what I did look out of curiosity? It's smaller than the state of Arizona. We're 113,000 1,000 square miles. Uruguay was like 76.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And then to compare the population, it's about as populated per square mile as Arizona.
Is Arizona. Yeah. Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. You said it had 4 million people, so that would be just about right.
Yeah, that would be just about right. Exactly.
Two-thirds the size, two-thirds the population.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So we're going to have her. We're going to run that interview in the next couple of weeks.
Excellent.
It was absolutely fascinating.
Looking forward to it. That'll be good.
So we do have a few questions that
please,
we will get
bring
to.
It.
I'm just having to sort through all the beat feedback we're getting. The latest,
I love it.
The Dean is 56 years old and loves beats. Mom, you made us eat them by the spoonful.
Oh, my God. I stepped into that one, didn't I?
So you were mentioning earlier a lot of your leafy greens that are such a staple of the Arizona fall garden.
Yeah.
They're already going to seed. It's just been a little too late.
Yeah, it's just, it's interestingly, the softer greens, the not so hardy greens, like the lettuces and cilantro and those kinds of things, they're bolting or going to seed, which is.
Like before you can harvest something?
Exactly.
It just goes from root to seed?
Exactly.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it goes from root to seed. And I was talking to Bob McClendon at McClendon's farm the other day, and they had planted out 50,000, I can't even remember what he told me. Last month, and they all, they put them in the ground, and they immediately shot up a flower. You have to till them in at that point. Yeah, just because it's so hot, just too dang hot. So
that's incredible.
Yeah.
Now, you can, but that means we can still replant it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And we've still got coming.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We're gonna, lettuces and the cilantros and the softer greens that. That kind of stuff. They're going back in the ground here in the next 2 weeks because they'll grow throughout the winter and into February or March.
Okay. Very good. So. Now, I'm kind of hung up on this whole vegan diet just because, like you, it seems like something very strange.
It does, doesn't it?
Are you eating three meals a day?
I am.
Give me an example of what a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, does that exclude eggs, too?
Okay, good. So here's the deal about that. We have chickens at the urban farm, and so I eat the chickens from the urban farm. I'm never going to give those up.
Okay.
So like this morning, I had a bowl of cereal because I was running out the door, which is plant-based grains.
So you
and
can
that
have
kind
grains.
Of
okay. Yeah,
exactly. We always do a green drink. So when I get home today, we'll juice some things, do a green drink. Dinners often consist of sauteed.
Is that lunch?
Yeah.
A green drink is lunch?
Yeah, lunch.
That's it?
The other thing I'll do for lunch is I'll take a Swiss chard. Swiss chard can get dinner plate size, right?
Yes.
And we'll put some hummus on the inside of it and put some vegetables. And,
okay, all right.
Put a salad inside it, roll it up, and, it's a roll-up.
Swiss chard, the one with the really stiff edges on the end, feels like you're eating steel wool?
No, I don't think so.
What's the one?
Not in my world.
What's
you're thinking of kale.
Okay.
You're thinking of kale, yeah.
That's why they make chips out of kale.
Yeah, exactly, exactly, exactly. And then, for dinner, we'll have sautéed mushrooms, onions, and some other vegetables, kale, that's where we put our kale at, is in the sauté and the with rice or quinoa, like that.
Now, when I saute onions, there's usually butter. Are you allowed to have butter, or is this in, a vegetable oil?
We use coconut oil.
Coconut oil, okay.
Yeah. And I'm for the most part, I'm staying away from anything animal-based. Again, it's an experiment. We're going to see what happens. Here's the one thing I've noticed.
Is there a report? 78 days into it?
Here you go. I was going to – actually, that's where I was going next. So here's what I've noticed.
We have 30 seconds.
I'm a lot more svelte.
Yes, okay.
And I'm eating a lot of food.
Okay.
I'm a lot of food. And then the other thing is I'm a runner, so I do half marathons. What I'm noticing, I went out the other morning and I ran 8 miles and I recovered very quickly. So my recovery time is.
If I was a vegan, I'd run a whole marathon just to get a hamburger.
There you go. There you go.